A VIP visit is set to interrupt the NBAA in Orlando. UTC cuts its sales forecast. And Redbird has a sim for us stay-at-home pilots. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 25th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, if you're traveling to NBAA's 2012 convention on Monday, brace yourself. One of the presidential candidates has decided to make a timely swing through Orlando on Monday. And you know what that means. The FAA has already given notice that a VIP TFR will be in place, just as many of you will be arriving for the NBAA convention. The FAA classifies the airspace defined in associated NOTAMs as National Defense Airspace. Any person who knowingly or willfully violates the rules concerning operations in this airspace may be subject to certain criminal penalties. Pilots who do not adhere to the implemented airspace restriction may be intercepted, detained, and interviewed by law enforcement or the United States Secret Service. All aircraft operators should frequently check NOTAMs before and during this event for possible changes to ensure that you have the latest procedures. I wonder, could it be that President Obama has decided to put in an appearance at NBAA to apologize for his remarks about business aircraft? No, probably not. As if we needed another indication that the business economy is still sour against a backdrop of ongoing global economic uncertainty and fewer orders for spare parts on the part of the world's airlines, United Technologies has cut its annual sales forecast even while its third-quarter profits rose. The Hartford, Connecticut-based conglomerate says it expects full-year sales to be in the range of $58 billion. That's a lot, but it's down about $1 billion from its previous forecast. The bottom line was boosted by the company's recent acquisition of Goodrich, but its Pratt & Whitney division profit fell by 18% in the third quarter. United Technologies chief executive Louis Chenever said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that Europe continues to be, quote, a real challenge, end quote, and that while the U.S. economic recovery has begun, quote, it's going to be a slow recovery, end quote. And now, for all of us desktop pilots, Redbird Flight Simulations announced a new desktop flight simulation system specifically for the home market. It's called the J, and it inherits many design details developed for Redbird's popular line of flight school simulators, but obviously has been simplified for ease of use without sacrificing durability. Unlike the rest of Redbird's products, which are certified by the FAA for flight training, the J is strictly for proficiency and enjoyment. The complete system includes the computer, widescreen monitor, yoke with trim, power quadrant, rudder pedals, and flap controls. It runs a licensed version of Microsoft Flight Simulator X with 8 aircraft configurations available. The J's strength is in its simplicity for those who don't want to configure their own system. Simply put the device on a table, turn it on, and select the aircraft you want to fly, the location, and the weather from some one-button options. J can be ordered now for $1,995 from King Schools. Shipments will begin November 15th, 2012. Well, you know, part of the excitement of the NBAA convention is the many sneak peeks at new bizjet aircraft, and Embraer doesn't want to disappoint. Embraer Executive Jets will display a complete Legacy 450 cabin and cockpit for the first time at the NBAA convention in Orlando next week. While the mock-up will be at Embraer Executive Jets' booth at the Convention Center, the company's entire portfolio of in-production business aircraft will be at the static display at Orlando Executive Airport. A public unveiling of the mock-up will be held at 10 a.m. at the company's booth on October 30th. Of course, if you can't get by the Embraer booth, well, not to worry, because Aero News Network, the aviation world's daily real-time news and information service, is going to be webcasting daily from the floor of the NBAA 2012 convention with the industry's most aggressive roster of live online news as well as audio and video programming in the business. Ashley Hale will be hosting Airborne right from the floor of the convention each day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the close of business. Plus, A&N's team of expert aero journalists will be covering the convention from top to bottom, producing stories for Airborne, for our daily Prop Wash newsletter, and for these Aero News audio podcast. For all things NBAA 2012, be sure you stay logged on to www.aero-news.net. And when Aero News continues, Progress at American, Airy Direct to offer live flight tracking, and a Philadelphia baggage handler misread his job description.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, October the 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Negotiators for the Allied Pilots Association and American Airlines have reportedly been meeting daily and finally making progress toward a new agreement between the pilots and the airline's management. A statement on the APA website lists many of the positive steps made in the past several days and says in part, quote, "There are many difficult issues to work through in the days ahead, but each of the past several days has proven productive at the table," end quote. The APA said the two sides will continue to meet daily in an effort to reach a negotiated settlement of their differences. Well, during the 2012 NBAA meeting and convention, Air Inc. Direct will announce a new partnership with FlightAware to provide enhanced live flight tracking information as a further evolution to its suite of business aviation services. Effective immediately, Air Inc. Direct will exchange information with FlightAware to provide customers with a secure and customized FlightAware interface on Air Inc. Direct's website. FlightAware was the first in the market to offer web-based flight tracking of private and commercial aircraft. Today, it boasts the largest flight tracking website in the world with over 3 million users. Air Inc. Direct customers will now seamlessly be able to benefit from access to FlightAware's live web-based flight traffic and fleet maps, including streaming live flight and map updates, worldwide in-route navigation data, and a host of other maps and overlays. Air Inc. Direct customers will be provided with worldwide flight tracking on a customized FlightAware display. The current Track Flights service on Air Inc. Direct's website will be completely replaced with the FlightAware-powered tracker. Talk about your stories of reaching for the brass ring. A bag of brand-new uncirculated currency came up short following a recent flight from Dallas to the Federal Reserve in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and the trail led back to a baggage handler at Philadelphia International Airport, who's now been charged with stealing the $20,000. The theft was discovered when packages of the currency, which was not scheduled to enter circulation until next year, were being transferred from an armored car at the Federal Reserve Building for inventory. They are distinctly marked with an orange 100 and an image resembling the Liberty Bell. Television station WCAU in Philadelphia reports that the FBI knew that the bills had to have been stolen between the stop at Philadelphia and their arrival at the East Rutherford, New Jersey facility. Officials on Tuesday said they had arrested and charged 25-year-old Alex Price, a baggage handler at Philadelphia. When he was first interviewed, he said he had not seen anyone take anything from the plane without permission and admitted during a second interview by authorities that he was the only baggage handler to have had direct access to the stolen currency. Mistake number one. Price eventually confessed to stealing the money during a polygraph exam at FBI headquarters in Philadelphia, and the stolen money was found in a bag in his car, and he was arrested and charged with theft from an interstate shipment. Now, undoubtedly, Mr. Price misread his job description, because I'm pretty sure nowhere does it say that a baggage handler should take the bags home with them in the backseat of their car. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.